A Wild Night in Miami. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, July 8th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on TheWrestlingRevolution.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
AEW.
It was the return to live touring for AEW last night in Miami, and there just had to be some sort of trouble, didn't there? A fan apparently tried to rush the ring just before a face-to-face between Chris Jericho and MJF. Jericho was seen taking a swing at the fan on TV before the fan was subdued by security. There was a big surprise on Dynamite. This one was supposed to be part of the show. The former Aleister Black, who was identified on air as both Tommy End and Malachi Black, he surprised Cody Rhodes and Arn Anderson. The arena lights went out without warning, and when they came back on, Black was in the ring. He hit his signature spinning kick on both Arn and Cody. Another instance of the arena lights going out happened earlier in the show during Cody's strap match against QT Marshall, but it was played off as a technical glitch. Cody won that match, by the way. The Young Bucks are still the AEW Tag Team Champions. They narrowly escaped with the titles, but did find a way to beat Eddie Kingston and Penta El Cerro Miedo in a street fight. This match saw a lot of cameos from Michael Nakazawa, Brandon Cutler, the Good Brothers, and the Elite Hunter, Frankie Kazarian. They all got involved. There were also thumbtacks. AEW champion Kenny Omega was confronted in the ring, first by Evil Uno and Dark Order, and then by the number one contender himself, Hangman Page, who laid waste to the Good Brothers before Omega slipped away. Getting back to Jericho and MJF, the hurdles were laid out for Jericho to get another match against MJF. He'll have to wrestle and defeat every other member of the Pinnacle, and each match will have its own unique stipulation. The Pinnacle's Wardlow, Dax Harwood, and Cash Wheeler beat Inner Circle's Jake Hager, Santana, and Ortiz last night. FTR hit the big rig on Hager, and Wardlow got the pin. Andrade El Idolo's AEW in-ring debut was a win over Matt Sydal. Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander beat The Blade and The Bunny. Statlander pinned The Bunny with the Big Bang Theory. Some stars from the world of MMA were in attendance. Jorge Masvidal, Amanda Nunes, and Dan Lambert. Lambert got the mic at one point and talked trash on AEW until he was put down by Lance Archer. Some new matches are announced for next week's Fighter Fest Night 1. Jon Moxley is set to return to Dynamite and defend the IWGP United States Championship against Carl Anderson. Yuka Sakazaki will return to AEW for a match against Penelope Ford. And Christian Cage will go one-on-one against Matt Hardy.
WWE.
A future shot at the NXT UK Tag Team titles is on the line on today's NXT UK. Lewis Howley, one half of the champs, Pretty Deadly, will face Mark Andrews. If Andrews wins, he and Flash Morgan Webster get a shot at the belts. Also on today's show, Trent Seven versus Eddie Dennis and Nathan Fraser versus Kenny Williams. WWE announced that it will air matches from the Rolling Loud Rap Festival in Miami on the July 23rd episode of SmackDown.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor on Wednesday awarded a ticket into its Women's Championship tournament to Ali Rex. Unfortunately, Rex will not be able to take part due to a major knee injury. Major League Wrestling announced Wednesday that Dave Prazak, the founder of Shimmer, is joining the league to launch its women's division. MLW says it plans to premiere its women's division sometime this summer. All Japan announced both Shuji Ishikawa and Black Mensura tested positive for COVID-19. Tajiri and ring announcer Rio Okuda were in close contact with them. All four are now pulled from some upcoming shows. Similar issues in Tokyo Joshi Pro. Palm Harajuku tested positive for COVID-19. Miyu Yamashita and Yuki Aino were in close contact with her. All three are off of this weekend's shows. The Japan Times reports the Japanese government will declare another COVID-related state of emergency in Tokyo that'll run through August 22nd. That would cover the full duration of the Summer Olympics, which begin on July 23rd. That is just pro wrestling news for Thursday, July 8th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.